This podcast contains the personal stories, opinions, and experiences of its speakers rather than those of Breast Cancer Now. We're starting 2026 with some positive thoughts as we look towards the future. Breast Cancer Now's vision is that by 2050, everyone diagnosed with breast cancer will not only live, but live well. So for the whole of last year, we asked all our guests a simple question. What does it mean to you to live well? We spoke to 25 brilliant people and they told us that living well means everything from having fun and traveling the world to simply enjoying the little things and feeling hope. You can find our guests' individual answers at the end of every episode, but we wanted to put all the responses into one place as well. Let's kick off with Emmerdale actor and Breast Cancer Now ambassador, Lisa Riley. Lisa spoke to us about losing her mum to breast cancer and recording a storyline about the BRCA gene mutation. Despite everything she's been through, Lisa tries not to let life get her down. What does it mean to you to live well?
To live well is to be positive, always. Yeah. And there are going to be days when you feel like poo. Can we say that? It is true. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There are, you know, in every walk of life, but fundamentally, if you go into every morning thinking it's a good day, we're very lucky, it's gonna filter through everybody else, you know. And of course, the days that you're allowed to feel poo, that's completely normal. But of the month, if you can have a smile rather than a and don't get on the moaning bus, as I always say, it's a good way to be, and that's how I will always be. Yeah, always. I can't be anything other than that.
Being happy all the time, though, can sometimes feel like an immense pressure, especially if your mental health is suffering. Creativity coach and writer Alice May Perkis has her own approach.
I think for me, living well is being content. I think happiness is very volatile. And I think, you know, for me, living well is about not too many wild highs and as few low lows as possible. And just feeling comfortable and authentic in myself.
It's a simple life in a way.
Yeah. I think that's something that cancer's definitely afforded me, is that vision of just a simple life where I feel pretty good most of the time.
Feeling good most of the time is only possible with access to the right treatments. That was the sentiment we heard from Rebecca Oladele, who modelled in Breast Cancer Now's annual fashion show.
Live well. For me to live well is to be able to do the things that I want to do. You know, not having the limitations of, you know, all the drugs are making you sick and bedridden. I want to be able to just go out there and live, take every moment, be spontaneous. For me now, I think since the diagnosis, I want to be a bit more spontaneous. I want to live life. I want to laugh more, experience the world, travel. So for me, living well right now is travel the world, experience people, just laugh a lot. You know, I've had so many tears the past year. I just want to laugh lots, hold on to the people I love, enjoy every moment with them, just make memories. So for me, living is make memories, travel the world, love, eat, laugh, you know. So that's what I want to do.
Lots of us, me included, want to be able to travel, to discover new things and experience the world. But that's only possible if we can get travel insurance, which can be trickier when you've had a cancer diagnosis. After being diagnosed with breast cancer herself, Fiona McRae founded a travel insurance brand for people with health conditions, including cancer. And in her episode, she talks about her own experience of travel while living with incurable cancer. For Fiona, travel is important, but it's also the little things in life.
It means everything to live well, to, you know, as we discussed at the beginning, to, you know, to see my son graduate. I want to be able to see him get married. I want, you know, to see his children, but be well enough to enjoy it. But I think because I've been living with cancer for 20 years, I have seen the change in the treatments coming along. Mm. And as my oncologist says now, we laugh at what we gave you 20 years ago because it's just come on in leaps and bounds. And I think, gosh, in another 20 years, we'll nearly be at 2050. Where will we be?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I definitely think it's we'll get there.
Speaking of 2050, that's the year that Breast Cancer Now has set for its mission of making sure everyone diagnosed with breast cancer not only lives, but lives well. In 2024, the charity welcomed a new CEO, Claire Rowney. We invited her onto the podcast to talk about how she plans to achieve that goal and what she learned when her own sister was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Well, living well for me personally means being sort of free and having free choice and liberated. You know, I talked a little bit about that. So it means being able to choose to do what I want to do when I want to do it in the way that I want to. And that is my dream for everybody with a breast cancer diagnosis as well. Mm. That kind of idea that you live an unlimited life and you can make your choices, and a breast cancer diagnosis isn't the thing that's going to hold you back from it. So yeah, that's living well for me.
That mission involves doubling down on research and support for those of us living with metastatic or secondary breast cancer, which is when the cancer can be treated but can no longer be cured. One of our guests living with incurable cancer is Sophie Blake, who regularly campaigns for better treatments and funding. Despite living with metastatic disease, Sophie has big plans.
To live well is to just be able to continue to live my life being me, you know, fulfilling the dreams that I had hoped to have. And I know life has been shortened, but it's still having hope, still wanting to make memories, still want to enjoy every moment I possibly can, working through my huge living list. So I need a lot more time. But I think the main thing is why we do things like this as well. It's that hope that we can continue to do those things.
Yeah, and we never give up hope. Hope was a theme that also came up with Laura Middleton Hughes, another patient with metastatic cancer who set up a community to help others with incurable disease.
Living well for me is definitely about being able to spend quality time with the people I love, doing things that I enjoy, having a bit of a purpose, and having hope. And I think that is one word we've said a lot actually the last, you know, throughout this podcast, is hope. And without hope, what is life? Because we can, despite our prognoses, you know, hope is the one thing that will carry us through and give us that ability to look forward. And that might not mean you're going to have a very long time, but even just having that little bit of hope, that little bit of glimmer, means that living well will be a bit easier for people.
One of the reasons we have so much hope is that there are people at Breast Cancer Now fighting for access to better treatments, better drugs, and more research for all people diagnosed with breast cancer. Eleanor Pierce-Willis works on Breast Cancer Now's policy team and spends her time campaigning for those of us with breast cancer.
It's a tricky question, but I think I'm going to say living well is about picking the small fights every day to make things a little bit better. I mean, we've been talking today about some very niche, nice policy, but I think the more changes we can make, those little granular changes that just make things a little bit better, the closer we will get to that 2050 bold vision.
Lots of our guests aren't thinking too far ahead into the future. They're living in the now. Kelly Crump has incurable breast cancer, but she loves climbing mountains and squeezing every last drop out of life.
Living well for me means being in the moment, spending time with friends, family, exercising, being outdoors, and being able to be myself. Anything outside of that is not living. For me personally, I would much rather have kind of a really intense time and it be shorter than a time where I'm not able to be me or do the things that I like to do. That doesn't matter. I'm quality over quantity.
Speaking of quality, Richard and Stuart are both making the most of life despite breast cancer.
regardless of being diagnosed with cancer, it's about living life to the full as far as you can with your family, your friends, etc., etc. Ticking things off that bucket list, I guess, really.
What about you, Stuart?
I think that's true. I mean, certainly more since secondary diagnosis, we've, as a family, tried to do a lot more sort of lifetime experiences and making the most of it.
And not letting the cancer
get in the way, exactly.
Yeah. I'm thinking when I say don't let it get in the way, I mean in your head, because it's in your head that is the most important thing, I think. Mm.
And I think that's something that, you say, living well is ask people where they can go to talk to people if they don't have anybody to talk to. Join a group if you want, you know, to have that social side. Even if it's once a month, as we do, and I go to another one once a month and we go out for a meal or a coffee and cake and things like that. It's just moving out of your normal house environment every now and again and seeing other people. So it's very much or very important to get out there and have that lifeline of talking to other people.
Talking to people and getting the right support is something Breast Cancer Now provides through its nurses. One of those nurses is Jane Murphy, who joined one of our episodes.
Yeah, I think it's having peace of mind. I think it's having being as healthy as you can physically and mentally. There's always hope. We speak to so many women with secondary breast cancer. The treatments have advanced so much and they're living really well for long periods of time, which is, you know, something that we're striving towards. So for me, it's never giving up hope.
Everyone has their own approach to hope. Helen Skelton is a psychotherapist who lives with secondary breast cancer. Since her diagnosis 5 years ago, she spent a lot of time working on her mental health and finding ways to deal with grief, both for herself and for others.
I have got these three little stars tattooed on my wrist, and it's come from a kind of lot of distilling of the different philosophies that inform my work. But what they are there to remind me is to be courageous, congruent, and loving. And I figure when I can do that, I feel like I'm living well. It doesn't matter where I am or who I'm with. If I'm finding those things in me, then it always feels like I'm living well. And if I've lost them, then I don't feel like I'm living well. But that takes support. You know, when I'm not resourced, it's much harder to be brave. It's much harder to be loving. It's much harder to be authentic. Yeah, I would like everybody with cancer to be given the resources to live well with that kind of meaning, whatever the meaning is for them. So, yeah, mental and physical support for all cancer patients. That's my manifesto.
One patient who had a difficult experience with primary breast cancer is Anna Brown, who spoke to us about experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. After breast cancer, Anna has a completely new approach to life.
I mean, I try to live in my inner child every day now. I think, if anything, like breast cancer taught me that, it was just finding the joy in everything. And I think that is what it means to live well. Like, if you can find the joy, even in, like, the most rubbish day, it's you're just always doing what feels best and feels right for you. It's just a shame that it took for that to happen, for me to really kind of wake up to that. But and just make sure that you're surrounded by people that love you as much as, you know, you love them. And yeah, just literally live life till the absolute, like, live like a toddler. Toddlers don't care about anything. They love life. And I just think if we could see the magic in every day and see the joy, then we'd all just be a lot happier anyway. Yeah.
Anna was joined in the studio by one of Breast Cancer Now's nurses, Vic Kessel. Like a true nurse, Vic's approach to living well was selfless.
So, Laura, I guess I can answer this in several ways. For me, as a breast care nurse, that means me being able to support people, not me, but as an organisation at Breast Cancer Now, to live well, people to be breast aware so that they can live well, so that if they are diagnosed with a breast cancer, they can get early treatment. For me as a person, I'd like to be in kindergarten with you, Anna.
Yeah.
I think we'd be
along. Great. It'll be great.
And it is. And I, you know, as a healthcare professional that's worked in the field of breast cancer, I count my blessings. I count my blessings every day.
Speaking of toddlers and kindergarten, Caroline Leake spoke to us about parenting with cancer and how parents and children can cope with a diagnosis together. Here's what Caroline said about living well.
For me personally, to live well is to be have good relationships with all the people I love and to be accepting of all my failures or my areas where I think I could have done better.
A cancer diagnosis often prompts us to think about how we could live better. Writer Rosamund Dean says having breast cancer gave her a whole new perspective.
I would say to me, living well means having fun. That is my priority now, basically. I make most of my decisions in terms of, is this going to be fun? And I would say that's not something that I used to do before cancer. But I think that's one of the most important things in life now. You know, life is short. It might be shorter than we think. And I think we're here to be with people we love and have fun.
Fun, of course, means different things to different people. For Faye Hackwell, who was also a model on the show by Breast Cancer Now, there are so many ways to have fun after breast cancer.
I try to just say yes to every opportunity. And it's like when I saw the advert for the show, well, yeah, why not? I'll throw my hat in the ring. I'll apply. What's the worst that can happen? They say no. So whenever I see something now, I'm much more likely to say, yes, I will do it. And I think with the figure about, you know, by 2050, the aims that Breast Cancer Now has. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I knew far less about it than I do now. And I think so many people hear the word cancer and they think that your whole life's going to change. They think the worst. Mm. And actually, the way that medical research and treatment advancing means that we shouldn't have to think about it like that. So, just living well, living positively and taking every day the opportunities every day throws at you.
Secondary breast cancer patient Paula Van Santen agrees that science really is progressing, but there's still a long way to go. Paula, what's it mean to you to live well?
Everything. I think that living well shows that treatments are going forward. And if you're not living well, then this is standing still. We always need to be moving forward. What I would like to see is routine mammograms being brought forward for younger age, like cervical smears are, because I think, you know, I was 47 when I got diagnosed. I'm 50 now. Obviously, now I'm at the age where I start my routine mammograms. If it had been earlier when I was perimenopause, then obviously my cancer probably would have been caught earlier. And it'd be nice to bring it down even lower than perimenopause. So by then, I'd like to be seeing that happen. Keep travelling.
Keep travelling.
Oh, yeah, one. Keep travelling. I've already travelled the world in my younger years, but there's still so much more to see.
Yeah.
Another person who loves to travel is Catherine Priestley, one of Breast Cancer Now's nurses who joined Paula in the studio.
I think if I reflect back over... I'm not going to say how many years I've been around. Then that's changed. I guess that living well changes, you know, in the same way as, you know, people's cancer does and their lives do, outside cancer, without cancer, all of that sort of thing. I'm not a good sharer. I know I talk a lot, but I'm not a good sharer. So I think living well for me, telling myself, is sharing and being heard and being listened to. And I think that's what an awful lot of people at the moment need when they call us. But I think anybody listening to this podcast, even if they're not affected by breast cancer, I think we all need to listen to ourselves, share what we feel is appropriate and get the appropriate support so we feel listened to and heard and respected as an individual.
Being heard and understood as a person, not just as a patient, prompted Hayley Gullen to write a graphic memoir about her breast cancer experience. For Hayley, there are so many ways to live well.
Not rushing through life, enjoying the moment, connecting with family and friends, and finding ways to be creative.
Speaking of enjoying the moment, quite a few of our guests said living well is about the little things. Lucy Dawson spoke to us about being diagnosed with breast cancer at just 25 years old and going on to have a healthy baby after fertility preservation. Having cancer at such a young age taught her a lot about what's important in life.
I just think living well is looking after yourself. Like I said earlier, you don't know how long you've got and you don't know what tomorrow brings. So live your life, tell the people around you that you love them, and just do what you want to do and what makes you happy. Find comfort in the little things that make you happy and do them every day.
Those little things include sex and intimacy, which Sam Evans spoke to us about in her episode.
It means that you have a happy and healthy life, whoever you are, and that you're not just surviving, that actually this is the best life that you possibly can have.
Sometimes you might already be living your best life. Dr. Hajra Siraj realised this when she got her own breast cancer diagnosis.
I've got to say, in terms of my treatment, I feel like I am already living well. So I've worked in, I am a GP in London, but I've worked in a lot of different countries with refugees from all over the world and asylum seekers. And I've seen that the access to healthcare is terrible. So I've seen things which are quite obviously cancer, but there's no treatment that they can have. Or even if they are going to die, there's not going to be morphine for them. So I've seen really, really horrible situations and really poor access to healthcare. So I'm very grateful that I have the access to healthcare that I have. So in my opinion, with my diagnosis, I feel that I'm already living well with it.
That brings us back to where we started, when Lisa Riley shared her approach to keeping a smile on your face. Team GB athlete Donna Fraser has a similar attitude to Lisa.
Oh, wow, so many things. It's my family. It is being alive. It's being happy. Happiness is just huge. And for me, no one day is the same for me. Yes, you have down times, but in the grand scheme of things, just thinking positively. My coach always used to say to me, Donna, if you're ever feeling down, just look in the mirror and just smile. Just laugh at yourself. I think, all right, whatever. But that so works. The amount of times I've done it, and you just end up laughing at yourself because you start finding, oh, well, I've got a dimple there. And, you know, you find things. But just that happiness, that laughing is just means so much to me. Living well, eating well, being around good people, positive people. I do not do negativity. So even the news right now, there's so much negative stuff on the news that can get you down. I just turn it off, find something else that's positive, and just that keeps me upbeat. But yeah, living well is around family, being happy, eating well, good weather, smiling.
What's eating well for you?
Eating well is eating what I want. I think that's the difference to being an athlete. I couldn't eat what I wanted. Now I can. But at the same time, being mindful, it's in moderation.
And that ties in nicely with what living well means to me. Food. I'm rarely happier than when I'm digging into a really hearty, nourishing meal, especially when I'm surrounded by my loved ones. As I enter my fourth year with incurable cancer, I truly feel more hopeful than ever. There's a long way to go before we can cure cancer, and it might not happen in my lifetime. But it's comforting to know how many people there are out there trying to make it happen. From the campaigners, to the scientists, to the nurses and doctors helping to support us, both physically and mentally. Very soon, we'll be starting a new season of this podcast with some really exciting guests lined up to share their stories and hopefully provide you with a little more hope. In the meantime, we wish you a wonderful year and we hope that you're living well, whatever that means to you. Thank you for listening to the Breast Cancer Now podcast, and stay tuned to our channels for the next season coming soon.